Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Randy Bowers. And Randy, this is, you know, the time after Wednesday night's storms that hit. You guys were out surveying to see what if there were tornadoes, and it looks like there was one in Decatur County. What can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, it looks like 3 miles west of Millhausen. That was where the one tornado that we did have on Wednesday evening occurred. And it was pretty weak. Looks like winds are up to around 84 miles per hour or so. And EF0 is what we ended up rating that one. So fortunately, it was pretty weak and brief, and no reports of any injuries or anything like that. So that's definitely good news.
Did it cause any damage?
There was a little bit of damage that we heard of from that. There was kind of a farm outbuilding that had received some damage, and there's some debris that was kind of thrown around the area. But fortunately, when it touched down, it was kind of a very quick, basically just, it was really quick. It didn't last long at all, so it didn't have a chance to really track across a significant length. In fact, it was under a quarter mile is the path length that we found with the information that we had pieced together on that.
Any idea on wind speeds?
About 84 miles per hour, roughly. That's kind of what we come up with based on the damage indicators from the information that we received.
It was an EF0, right?
Right. That would put it into the EF0 category.
What is what all goes into an EF0? Is that for people who don't quite understand the scale?
Yeah, the EF0 is the lower end, and then once the winds get a little bit stronger, then it goes obviously up into the EF1 and EF2 and 3 and 4 and 5. So there are five tiers of the enhanced Fujita scale that we use to categorize tornadoes and the damage they cause. And the EF0 is on the low end. The EF5, they're really rare. Obviously, we didn't have anything near that magnitude on Wednesday evening. Those are very rare events. So that's the higher end of the scale, but this is definitely on the lower end of the scale.
I remember getting one alert saying there was a tornado warning, like I think around Jackson or Lawrence County, maybe. Did you guys find anything down there about a possible tornado?
Right. That first one was in parts of northeastern parts of Lawrence County and northwestern parts of Jackson County. So we watched some rotation that was within that line that started way back in kind of the southwest part of Indiana that moved into south central Indiana. And so it got to the point where the rotation was a little bit stronger, and it showed some other signatures on radar that had us a little bit more concerned. So it went ahead and issued that tornado warning for parts of Lawrence and Jackson County. But fortunately, nothing really came of that. We didn't have any reports of damage that was consistent with tornado damage in that area at all. So we were very fortunate with that, obviously. But it was a situation where the rotation had shown the character that was consistent with the beginning formation of a tornado. But fortunately, it didn't fall through with that. We did not receive any tornado damage reports from that.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate that. What do we have coming up on tap for the weather this weekend?
Well, it looks a little calmer. We don't have anything as far as severe storms. We're not worried about that through the weekend. Our warmest day looks like it's going to be today. It'll be a few degrees warmer than we had yesterday. And then we may get a little bit of rain that would move into the area late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. And it's probably not going to amount to much more than maybe a tenth of an inch. Locally, there could be up to around a quarter of an inch. Most of that will push on out later tonight. And then for Saturday and Sunday, cold front comes through and it's a little bit colder. It's not going to make a huge difference, but it looks like we'll struggle to get out of the mid to upper 50s for highs, which isn't too bad. That's a little below normal for this time of year, but it's not a tremendous change, obviously, for what will be today. But today will certainly be the warmest day up in the mid-60s.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have cooler temperatures too. Is that right?
Yeah, it looks like probably mid-50s will be the – mid to upper 50s will be the highs for both Saturday and Sunday. So it's a little bit cooler than today. Like I said, we'll be in the – should be in the mid-60s for highs today.
All right. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it for now.
All right. He is meteorologist Randy Bowers with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Randy, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks.